Measures submitted to the voters, District, Inverness Public Utility District, Measure O. Shall the Inverness Public Utility District, District, levy a parcel tax for the purpose of improving fire protection measures? The measure would impose a parcel tax of 20 cents per year per square foot of each structure on improved parcels and a parcel tax of $150 per parcel for vacant parcels, raising approximately $276,000 annually in additional district revenue. The measure would be levied in perpetuity unless repealed by majority vote of the electorate. Yes? No. Impartial analysis by County Council. Inverness Public Utility District, Initiative Parcel Tax Measure, Measure O. This measure was placed on the ballot by the Board of Directors of the Inverness Public Utility District as required by law through the verified proposed initiative by the electorate of the district. If this measure is approved by a majority of the votes cast on this special tax proposal, the Inverness Public Utility District will levy a parcel tax indefinitely beginning July 1, 2023. If approved, the rate of the annual special tax shall be $0.20 per square foot of each structure on improved parcels. For unimproved parcels, the rate shall be $150 per parcel. If approved, beginning in July of 2024, the parcel tax may be increased by the annual percentage increase to the San Francisco-Oakland-Hayward Consumer Price Index for all urban consumers. In no event may the annual increase be more than 3% per year. The Inverness Public Utility District estimates revenue from this measure will be approximately $276,000 annually. The stated purposes for the funds raised by this special tax are to protect the community from the threat of fire and drought through fire fuel reduction. Signed by Brian E. Washington, County Council. The above statement is an impartial analysis of Measure O. If you want a copy of this measure, please call the Marin County Elections Department at 415-473-6456, and a copy will be mailed at no cost to you. Argument in favor of Measure O. Whole California communities have been destroyed by wildfire. Paradise, Grizzly Flat, Greenwood, Klamath River. The Vision Fire destroyed 45 Inverness homes. More were threatened by the Woodward Fire. Lightning and accidents will continue to start wildfires. Fuel loads must be reduced to diminish the chance of a destructive wildfire. Homes must be made more resistant to fire. Climate change and drought are increasing our fire risk. Our fog security blanket is diminishing. Temperatures are rising, and we can expect more dry lightning storms. Inverness is a forest community. We are at tremendous risk of wildfire. CAL FIRE lists us as a very high fire hazard severity zone. Measure O will allow the Inverness Public Utility District, IPUD, to remove dead and hazardous trees, replace flammable wooden water tanks, improve IPUD's firefighting water supply, offer homeowners financial incentives to conserve water and store rainwater, provide matching funds for IPUD to be eligible for county, state, and federal fire grants, and to create shaded fuel breaks, help homeowners achieve defensible space, and make their homes more fire-resistant. Property owner permission will be required to do any work on their property. The Inverness Public Utility District will administer this program. Their competent staff has provided a safe and reliable water supply and structural firefighting services for many decades. Insurance companies will consider what we are doing to reduce fire risk when they set rates and provide coverage. The Marin Wildfire Prevention Authority cannot provide enough funds to achieve everything that needs to be done. More than 100 Inverness neighbors placed this measure on the ballot. They agree we must do everything we can to reduce the risk of wildfire and improve our water supply. Visit https://www.invernessfireprevention.org/. Please vote yes on Measure O. Dennis Rodoni, District 4 Supervisor. Bridger Mitchell, Katie Baxter, William Barrett, Jerry Merrill. Rebuttal to argument in favor of Measure O. Proponents of Measure O use scare tactics to gain support. Growing frequency and extent of inland catastrophic fires are not direct indicators of increased coastal wildfire risk. The preventive actions proposed by Measure O funds are already underway. Removal of dead and hazard trees is ongoing by PG&E's contractors and individual property owners. Wooden tank replacement by Inverness Public Utilities District, IPUD, has been done and can continue with agency loans. Enough water has been and is available in the IPUD system to fight structural fires and protect homes from localized wildfires. No amount of water storage would be sufficient to contain large wind-driven wildfire. Wildland firefighters use water from Tomales Bay, lakes, and ponds. IPUD customers are dramatically reducing water use during this drought. IPUD-subsidized flume meters allow residents and IPUD to monitor use and leaks. The most effective locations for shaded fuel breaks are on lands outside IPUD's watershed and authority. Defensible space around structures, legally required, effectively creates fuel breaks throughout Inverness. Cost-sharing funds for defensible space and home hardening are currently available utilizing taxes you already pay to Marin Wildfire Protection Authority, which can increase funding in West Marin. Local administration and staffing for the initiative's proposals will consume most of the potential tax revenue. IPUD, with community input, should identify effective programs and determine their potential for administrative support and funding from other government agencies before requesting a new tax. Please vote no on Measure O. Felix Chamberlain, Inverness resident since 1975. H. Woody Elliott, retired California State Park environmental scientist. Jim Grant, Inverness resident since 1990. Wesley Sokolowski, M.D., retired family physician, Inverness resident since 1973. Jane Stringer, retired family nurse practitioner, co-founder, Coastal Health Alliance. Argument against Measure O. This initiative is a costly and unrealistic effort to placate our fundamental fear of catastrophic wildfire. There are no specific plans for funds from this parcel tax. Assessments of fire and drought hazard and prioritization of their mitigation should happen first. Many of the initiative's proposals for Inverness are impractical and have not been objectively analyzed or endorsed by wildfire professionals. Much of the parcel tax would pay an Inverness Public Utility District, IPUD, employee to oversee its provisions. The remaining would insufficiently fund implementation without supplementary grants. This initiative's proposed programs duplicate underutilized services of Marin Wildfire Protection Authority, MWPA, FireSafe Marin, FireWise Inverness, and CAL FIRE. Residential defensible space, mandated by law, effectively creates shaded fuel breaks over most of IPUD's service area. MWPA has programs for cost-sharing defensible space and home hardening. The proposed parcel tax has no sunset provision, so would continue indefinitely until repealed by voters. IPUD's Board of Directors unanimously voted to take no position on Measure O. Their concerns include: the initiative would significantly impact IPUD's principal missions of providing domestic water, volunteer fire protection of structures, and emergency medical response. It is not widely supported by IPUD staff. MWPA is a more appropriate agency to administer these funds, especially shaded fuel breaks that require work mainly on federal and state parklands where IPUD has no authority. The initiative is premature. IPUD board favors a community task force to develop a master plan that assesses potential risks and mitigation of wildfire, drought, and flooding before requesting funds from taxpayers. IPUD would be challenged to recruit staff for planning, environmental compliance, and implementation. IPUD cannot adjust the parcel tax to ensure appropriate funding of the initiative's intent. Our community should develop a comprehensive hazard protection plan before taxing itself for protection from wildfires. Please vote no. Francine Allen, Inverness resident since 1976. Tom Beatty, Inverness resident since 1959. Tom Gaiman, registered professional forester number 1776. Kathleen Hartzell, past president Inverness Garden Club, past mayor City of Larkspur. Carlos Porata, retired California State Park Ranger. Rebuttal to argument against Measure O. Measure O includes funding to develop an implementation plan. This exact language was included at IPUD's request. Funds will be used for, quote, creation, maintenance, and updating of multi-agency-based plans and programs to identify the Inverness community's specific vulnerabilities to wildfire threats and to develop and implement fire-adaptive cohesive strategies for reducing the risk of wildfire and enhancing capability to effectively respond to and manage wildfires, unquote. Doesn't this sound like something Inverness needs? According to CAL FIRE, Inverness is in the highest fire danger zone in Marin County. The Vision Fire burned 40 Inverness homes. The Woodward Fire threatened more. Doing nothing to prepare for wildfire in an era of climate change is not an option. The Inverness Public Utility District proposed many other important amendments to Measure O, all of which were included. IPUD effectively delivers water and fire services, and they can readily implement this measure. Measure O provides incentives for you to create defensible space and make your home more fire resistant. Inverness is unprepared for wildfire. Promises about what will happen if this measure fails are empty, since there will be no funding available to carry them out. We get no money from CAL FIRE, FireSafe Marin, or FireWise, and very little from MWPA. We need to defend ourselves and not be passive. If future changes are needed, IPUD can place them on the ballot. Measures IPUD places on the ballot pass overwhelmingly. Our own county supervisor, Dennis Rodoni, urges you to vote yes on Measure O. Gary Brecken, visiting scholar, UC Berkeley. Celine Bennett. Bridger Mitchell, past VP, Inverness Association. Mike Dury. Robert Johnston, UC Davis Professor of Environmental Planning, retired.